Radio.
If you ever like to bake, and I like to bake, and with all the popularity of those shows like The Great Australian Bake Off, and with our parish fete on Saturday, and one of the most popular stores was the bake store with all the goods, you know that if you try to bake, if the seeds and yeast remain in their packages, they remain inert, they do nothing. They don't seem to do anything. Nothing happens until the package is ripped open and the contents are hidden in something else and given time to work. That's when we see the results of seeds and yeast. That's when they work to produce something spectacular. Well, in a similar way, I think Jesus was telling us today that God's kingdom has been hidden in our hearts through baptism. That kingdom is so dynamic and powerful that it can overcome every obstacle. Now, we can remain unaware of this seed's awesome potential, or we may keep God in a package marked, I'm only a Catholic on a Sunday, or I only do things when I feel like it with the church. But when we do, I think we miss out on the full extent of the gift of faith that each one of us has received. If we want to knead the seeds and the yeast of the kingdom of God into our lives, one effective way is with a three-word prayer: Come, Holy Spirit. When we first wake up and face our day, what's our first thought? Oh, where did the night go? Oh, the alarm's gone off again. Do we wish to stay in bed a bit longer? Instead, we should think about something like, Come, Holy Spirit, let God's love fill my life today. When we sit down to reflect on Scripture, pray, Come, Holy Spirit. Maybe God will lead us to a passage that speaks to us in a deeper way and gives us a new insight into how to apply a familiar verse of Scripture into our daily lives. Or maybe he will bring to mind someone who needs our prayers. With each person we encounter today, we should say, Come, Holy Spirit, to ourselves as we encounter them. How does God want us to reach out to that person in love? Perhaps we can listen patiently, even though we are hard-pressed for time. Perhaps the Spirit will inspire us to say, Can we pray about that together right now? When we move from one location to another, we should pray, Come, Holy Spirit. When something unexpected happens, Come, Holy Spirit. When we're not sure what to say or do, Come, Holy Spirit. When something hurts us, let us say, Come, Holy Spirit. Or when we see something wonderful and beautiful, or wonderful and prayerful, let us say, Come, Holy Spirit. Because we should let the seeds of the kingdom of God take root in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Amen.
Radio.org.au